The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Hi, Patrick Cox here, and here's something that's almost instantly recognizable.
What we need to do, both in Britain and Europe, is to combine the fiscal deficit reduction with innovative ways of using our hard-won credibility, which we wouldn't have if we listened to the muttering idiot sitting opposite me.
Order indeed. To be a good debater, British Parliament style, you need to have a few attributes. You have to be succinct. You've got to be able to draw on facts, or what you present as facts. You have to be able to think on your feet. You also have to have a loud voice. You can't let yourself be distracted. You have to have a thick skin. And you absolutely must possess an infantile, sarcastic sense of humour.
Mr. Speaker, the House has noticed the Prime Minister's remarkable transformation in the last few weeks from Stalin to Mr. Bean.
Nice. As it turns out, British Parliament style is practiced all over the world. It's one of the most popular debate formats, even in places that you don't really associate with debates at all, like China. And here's the reason. Chinese educators have realized that students need to learn how to become independent thinkers. That's the way forward, they believe, if the Chinese want to produce their own Steve Jobs and Sheryl Sandberg. And one way to get there is to debate, which in China is not as straightforward as it may sound. Ruth Morris went along to a debate tournament in Shanghai. Here's what she found out.
First, a quick primer on British parliamentary debate, BP debate as it's called.
This DVD will be teaching you the British parliamentary formats.
There are two sides in a BP debate. The government side and the opposition side. Each side has two teams with two members.
British parliamentary debate might seem out of place in China, where there is no opposition side. The Communist Party scrubs dissent from the internet and is constantly stressing harmony and social stability, not disagreement. But BP debate is gaining popularity here, especially among top students gunning for foreign universities.
Do you have 15 minutes of preparation time? Once again, we'd like to stress that you can't use any outside help. You can't call your friend.
The inaugural Shanghai International Debate Open starts with 100 students fidgeting in a small auditorium. Volunteers wear black T-shirts with English lettering. The shirts say, "Go back and read more." The first topic, or motion, appears on a screen.
The motion for first round is that this House regrets the celebritization of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
As soon as they find out what they're debating, a couple of students scramble to find out what exactly the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is. It was popularized on Facebook, which is blocked in China, although it did spread to Chinese social media. They rush to a judge with questions, and she fills them in.
It's a game where people take a bucket of ice.
Then the students pair off in teams and head to debate rooms.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, they're saying that Ice Bucket Challenge is a kind of entertainment, so it's wrong.
So we want to use debate as a medium to give student education and enlightenment in a way.
Zheng Bo is the tournament's chief adjudicator and a promoter of BP debate in China. He says China's education system is grounded in Confucian thinking, which poses a challenge.
Teachers are given an absolute authority, and students just listen and recite and remember. So that created a lot of students that's really good in doing like math when there is a given answer. But when it comes to something without a standardized answer, that's creating a lot of trouble because they are not like familiar with this kind of practice.
Debate is the perfect educational supplement, he says. It trains students to think critically. An American judge at the tournament tells me motions tend not to veer into highly sensitive areas, like Tibetan independence, but he says topics still range widely, and debates about government policy are not off the table.
My name is Steve Cho. I'm from Beijing University of Aeronautics and Astronautics.
Cho is a participant. He says debate has taught him to step back from political flashpoints and take a more reasoned approach. For example, China's emotionally charged maritime dispute with Japan.
Primary education taught you to love your country, to be patriotic, do not betray your country and praise other countries like Japan. But through debate, we see that even though you do not praise your country doesn't necessarily mean you are not patriotic.
There's another life skill on display here. Let's call it the art of the practiced brush-off. In this motion, a speaker who goes by the English name Sloan is arguing that police should be able to bear arms. She allows a question from an opposing team member, but then slaps it down in a flash.
Okay, I already said that. Please listen to my speech. Moving on to the analysis coming from the lower house.
Sloan tells me BP debate is still young in China, and the overall number of debaters is still small. But she believes it'll keep growing.
It sort of have this kind of lifelong influence on you. So I think this kind of experience will go with you for a lifetime. So this kind of critical thinking will always be with you and influence the people around you.
Participants also tell me they consider debating in English to be easier than in Chinese. In English language debates, you can be simpler and more direct, they tell me. And Chinese debates tend to have really abstract topics, like is IQ more important than EQ?
You're here?
Zhong Bo, the adjudicator, convenes the final round and reads the motion. It's not China-based, but it's highly controversial.
This House believes that the International Criminal Court should prosecute the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for hate crimes against Palestinians.
Ladies and gentlemen, why we think the opposition side today is kind of irresponsible to the...
Sloan made it to the finals, and I catch up with her afterwards. She found the motion tricky.
I'm not familiar with the regional conflict in this area, so a lot of what I just said might not be so true.
Team Mooney the Great, please come to the front.
Zhang Bo announces Sloan's team is a runner-up. One of the winners is from Hong Kong, where many residents are currently demanding greater democracy from Beijing. That subject didn't come up in the debates. Before Zhang Bo lets the students go, he offers his own critique of the final debate. It lacked historical context, he says, and concrete examples. He tells the debaters, go back and read more. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.
We have pictures of some of the contestants. They're at pri.org/language. I'm also on Facebook. There's a World in Words page. And on Twitter, where I tweet as Patricox, P-A-T-R-I. COX. I'll be back in a few days.
The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor. The World in Words is also supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.